This is the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. I do two podcasts, this one on the Middle East and another on mainstream American politics. Thank you for listening to this podcast where we talk about issues in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, and American policies. You can get more information on all of my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com.
Everybody, it's Friday, September 13th. Ooh, bad luck day. 2019, I'm Ray Hanania, special U.S. correspondent for the Arab News newspaper in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, London, Pakistan, and I'm in Chicago covering Washington, New York, and Detroit. It's a lot of area I have to cover, but it's a big newspaper, the Arab News at arabnews.com. You're listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast, broadcast from Detroit, Michigan, through 690 AM WNZK Radio. And again, I always like to give a shout-out to Crystal Mayle and her Party Train. I love that music. Arab Street Radio and Podcast is part of the U.S. Arab Radio Network, hosted by Layla El Husseini, in an effort to energize and empower Arab Americans to stand up for their rights. For more information, you go to my website at www.hanania.com. And there you can get all the links to, the podcast archives, all my columns at the Arab News, my columns at the Arab Daily News. And if you're interested in Midwest and U.S. politics, like the presidential debate last night, you can go to my other website because I just love to write, suburbanchicagoland.com, where I do a lot of mainstream politics. The call-in number for the radio show, we're going to take calls from listeners today, and I really hope you'll take time to engage because really, there are very few opportunities for Arab Americans to express themselves and to talk about the issues that we face in this country, especially this week, and the anniversary, the 18th anniversary of September 11th. That was a major day. Everybody thinks discrimination against Arabs and Muslims started on September 11th, but I don't. It was here long before that, mostly against Arabs. We were never Arab and Muslim or Christian and Muslim. We were always just Arab. Now there's a shift, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about Israeli Prime Minister's Benjamin Netanyahu's threat to annex the Jordan Valley and how that's going to impact. I mean, it pretty much brings an end, to talk about peace. There's no peace left with Israel. Why would anybody want to have peace with Israel when they've basically stolen all the land? It's kind of a sad thing to see, but it wasn't our fault as Arabs and Palestinians. We've tried. They've done everything in Israel and Israel's government to prevent peace, to push the region to war. And that's what I guess the Israelis want. Maybe that's what, the Israelis, they don't want peace. And, they're cowards, too. They have the power. So when they have the power is when they could work toward peace. But when the Israelis have the power, what they do, not all of them, I'm not talking about every Israeli, we don't generalize, but many Israelis, and especially those that support the government that they've had over the past 20 years, they don't want peace. They want conflict. They want war. They're the biggest terrorists. Netanyahu's government is the biggest terrorist organization in the Middle East today. And he doesn't want to listen to it. They're good people that are trying to do a little bit more, but he's dragging the country down the tubes. And he's taking the politics and the peace process with him. So we can talk a little bit about that. We'll also talk about, we can sit here and blame Netanyahu because he has the power. But, the Palestinians have done a really poor job of trying to represent their interests. They could have done a better strategic job of lobbying for what they want. Instead, all we get is this empty rhetoric, victimization. I'm a victim, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, we are victims. There are many Palestinians that are being killed and some Israelis that have been killed, although Palestinians are usually killed at a rate of about 20 to 1 or even more sometimes when the Israelis attack and decimate Gaza. It comes out to be more like 500 to Palestinian deaths to one Israeli death. All deaths are wrong and sad and should be avoided, but you got to look at the reality of what's happening. The failed Palestinian strategy of doing nothing and rejectionism, their rejectionism, refusing to go to the Bahrain conference because out of principle, they felt that it was a snub to them. And yet that's where all the powers were that are making the decisions about the Palestinian future. And they didn't want to go. And it really was a stupid error, typical of the failed Palestinian leadership in the diaspora. And it's driven by, you know, the hatred of the activists. We got a lot of activists, Palestinian activists, that are nuts. They're crazy. They're extremists. They don't care. They want to destroy everything. You want to know why? Because when they have peace, they lose their jobs. They won't be speaking at these big conferences celebrated, you know, for their empty rejectionist words. So they want to preserve the conflict as long as possible because with they're nothing. They're just empty PhDs with no real substance to them. They've done nothing but fuel the fire. They rejected two states. They reject one state. They reject peace. They reject everything. What they want is to turn the clock back to 1947, you know, over what, 72 years now, and restore Palestine to what it was before Israel was created. That's their dream of the fanatics and the extremists in the Palestinian community. It's not going to happen. But you know what? They don't care because when you oppose them, they attack you physically, they bully you, they threaten you, they marginalize you. You don't get invited to their hate conferences that they have sometimes where they talk about, you know, Israeli racism and the apartheid in Israel in such a hateful way. People, especially in America, who really hold the key to peace in the Middle East, they hear that and they sense this ugliness from the Palestinian activists who should be ashamed of themselves for the pathetic track record that they've had over the last 70 years doing nothing, complaining and whining about what's happened to them. That's not leadership. That's victimization. Yes, the victims have a right to complain about how they're suffering, but the leaders don't have a right to use that as an excuse for their failed leadership in the Palestinian community. So we can talk about that too, you know, if you want to. And of course, we'll talk about the 18th anniversary of September 11th. Where were you on September 11th? And how did September 11th impact your life as an Arab American? We need to change the fact, though, that it used to be Arab, but now it's Muslim. It's more about religion than it is about Arabs. And we need to change that. We need to make it different. We need to make a difference. Excuse me. We're Arab. We're not Muslim. We're not Palestinian. We're Arab. And every effort to push religion in front of the Palestinian agenda is just destroying the Palestinian agenda. You know, it's wrong to have Muslim conferences about Palestine. They should be conferences about Palestine that include Muslims because there are many great Muslim leaders. Many great Muslim leaders, but we can't turn Palestine into a Muslim issue. And the way that some organizations take Palestine and embrace it as a religious issue is wrong, and we need to stop that. Politics and religion should never mix, and every effort to do that is undermining the Palestinian cause and the rights of the Arabs. Now, we are not using Skype this time because of some issues, but it's not a big deal, but I believe Mike, our producer, maybe if we have any phone calls at 248-557-3300, he will let me know, and we'll do it that way. We can't use a texting system that helped because of a little technical problem, I think, this morning. No big deal. You know, the idea is to have conversation, and Mike's nothing wrong with Mike having Mike on there, you know, jumping in and saying we got a caller, but you got to call. You got to call at 248-557-3300. You got to express your opinion. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not a tyrant from the Middle East. You know, I know a lot of Arabs came here physically, but mentally they're still back home. You know what I mean by that? Physically they're here. They came from the Middle East. They're here in America, but mentally they're still back home. It's as if they never left. They act like they're still in the Middle East. We need to change that. we have more freedoms here, and we need to be smart about how we use them. We need to take advantage of that stuff. And having a radio show where these issues are discussed, because there, I know there are a lot of people out there listening to this radio program and the other programs here at WNZK AM 690. I get a lot of comments and a lot of emails, a lot of social media texts, especially on Facebook, you know, commenting about all this. It's just good to know that they're really sane, smart people out there who are listening. But a lot of times, you know, I know what it's like. A lot of people don't like to be like me. They don't want to take on the dirty laundry in our community, because the dirty laundry gets ugly, and they bully and they threaten, you know, these so-called leaders that we have in the American Palestinian community. A lot of them are just not leaders at all. There's some really good ones over at ADC, Samer Khalif. Over at the Arab American Institute, Jim Zogby. We got some really good leaders who are really trying hard to do great things over at those organizations. At Arab America, you know, Warren David and Amal, they're working really hard to do stuff. And at the AHRC with Ahmad Hamad, those guys, they're really working hard to fight for the rights of Arab Americans, Christian and Muslim. Everybody, and we need to support them. It is September 13th. I'm Ray Hanania, and I think what we'll do is we'll take a quick break here at WNZK AM 690 Radio and have you call in 248-557-3300. When we come back from the break, we'll take those phone calls at 248-557-3300, and then we'll talk about some more of these topics. And also, you know, there's a couple, there's one really great column this week in the Arab News by Faisal Abbas. He's the editor over there, great guy that I work with. He really does a good job of analyzing Netanyahu's threat to annex the Jordan Valley and why it's a, and it's a reminder of why the Palestinians need a deal and why the Palestinians need to do more. So we got links to those on my Facebook page if you want to look me up, RG Hanania, over there, or you just site at Hanania.com. Anyway, this is Ray Hanania. It is Friday, September 13th, and we're here at the Arab Street Radio at AM 690 WNZK. We will be right back right after these messages. And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio and podcast broadcast from Detroit, Michigan, through 690 AM WNZK Radio. I want to bring your attention to this column by Faisal Abbas, the editor of the Arab News, where I work as a special U.S. correspondent. I do a lot of writing for them. In fact, in a few weeks, I'm going to go to that United Nations General Assembly, cover them, and listen to some of the blah, blah, blah speeches of some of the different heads of state. You know, sometimes you got to wonder about the United Nations. But Faisal wrote a great column in the Arab News this week. If you go there at arabnews.com, it's called Netanyahu's Threat, a Reminder Why Palestinians Need a Deal. And I'll tell you, he hits on all of the great topics. He said that this is pre-election time. They got the election in Israel on September 17th. By the way, I hope all the Arabs in Israel get out there, the Israeli-Palestinians, I call them. I call them Israeli-Palestinians because we know that most of the Israeli Jews are really Europeans mostly, and some Arab world Jews who went to Israel. So they're not really, you know, I mean, there's no reason why we can't call the Arabs of Israel Israeli-Palestinians, because those are the people who were in the land of Palestine, and regardless of where they came from, most of them were born and lived there for generations. They are Palestinians, Israeli Palestinians. So there's an election September 17th, and Faisal notes that, you know, the pre-election politics in Israel is nothing if not predictable, right? It's almost expected that the incumbent seeking election will try to boost their popularity by launching a military strike or by building more illegal settlements in Israel. Alternatively, on top of such actions, Faisal writes, the incumbent prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, might resort to making preposterous post-election promises, such as the one that he pledged last week to annex the Jordan Valley. I mean, Israel, they don't care, do they? They just, the rule of law means nothing to Israel. You know, human rights mean nothing to Israel. And in this country, we got these crazy people in the U.S. Senate and Congress who are in an Israeli-controlled headlock where they have no opportunity to sit there and, you know, do the right thing. If they don't do what Israel wants, the Israelis pour money into their election. They're already spying on the White House, the Israelis. You know, and the media is like, oh, well, you know, hey, it's the Israelis. You know, what do we care? They spy on our president, not just Trump. They're spying on the White House. You know, we talk about all that Russian spying, how terrible it is, right? But when it's Israeli spying, oh, it's okay. We don't care. Because, you know, many Americans, I hate to say it, are just ignorant. They're just stupid. Many of them, not all of them, many of them, they sit back and they go, oh, yeah, Israel's spying on the White House. Okay, what harm could that be? You know, Israel's more important than America, right? Israel is more important than American democracy. Israel's fake democracy is more important than America's democracy. They'll sit there and they'll yawn and stretch their arms and do whatever they want. And Faisal's column kind of talks a little bit about, you know, that this is pre-election rhetoric, but, you know, there is a possibility that maybe Netanyahu will annex the Jordan Valley. He could. But meanwhile, what are the Palestinians doing? What they always do, screaming, yelling, rejecting. They just, you know, they have no strategic positive plan. At least do something. You know what I mean? Quit whining. Quit, and you're not suffering. The leaders aren't the ones that are suffering. And salaries, they're making money. All of them are doing well. It's the people who are suffering. Lead or don't, or get out of the way. You know, I mean, if Mahmoud Abbas and the rest of them, Hamas too, I mean, they're the worst, you know, and they can't do anything. Lead or get out of the way. Let's go to the phone line to 248-557-3300 and welcome our friend Jerry Haba. Jerry, I know you got an opinion on all this.
Thank you, Mr. Rehananiya. That's what the loyalty do. I wait for you every hour, every day to be in your
show.
You're
a good man.
So thank you for taking my call, Ray.
Of course I would.
Ray, my friend, May 13, 1979, I consider a lucky day, and it was on a Friday, because my wife gave the birth of my oldest son, Shaheen. He born wow. May 13, Friday. So to me, the number 13 is a lucky day.
It's a lucky day.
I honor this
That's
number.
That's the way to have a positive attitude.
Yeah, Shaheen.
That's
Shaheen, you know what it means, right?
Yeah.
Shaheen means the eagle.
Yes. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Right.
It's a great name.
Do you have any problem with hearing me? You can hear me clear?
No, I hear you. No, I hear you real well. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Go ahead.
Ray, I have some news for you. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, she will attend a protest in Detroit in front of Marathon Petroleum Plant. And the reason why, she doesn't like the vapor leak come from the plant. Right, this is good. But, right,
yes.
Don't you think Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib should gather a protest at the Flint city to protest the poison water, like thousands of people, they were poisoned with the lead. Which one more important, Ray, the Flint water poison or the vapor leak at the Marathon Petroleum? And
obvious the water in Flint is the worst, but you got to do both. But she's not a very good, listen, Rashida isn't a very good congresswoman. She's not a good congresswoman. She's like a breadcrumb. You know, Jerry, when I talk about breadcrumbs, a breadcrumb is still a piece of bread. Do you know what I mean? But it's not a loaf of bread. Rashida Tlaib is a Palestinian, but she's a breadcrumb. You know, she's just a terrible leader. And she's mean, and, you know, she has all kinds of issues that she can't get over. She doesn't know how to be a good leader. She's typical of the Palestinian failed leadership that we have. She's part of it.
Mr. Ray Hanani, excuse me if I say, you remember in your previous radio talk show, you mentioned that you extend the invitation for her to attend your show, and she refused you. And guess what, Ray? Just last week, she was on 9:10 a.m. Superstation with Mr. Sam Riddle. Sam Riddle. She was with him in his radio talk show. And I just remember,
She'll do the American. She'll do the American radio shows because it's in her interest. It's not in the community's interest. It's in her interest. It's selfish. I mean, listen, I've known Rashida for a long time. I mean, I'm happy that we have a Palestinian in Congress.
Me too. I'm happy.
Yeah,
that's right.
The second one we have. But she's like, I tell her she's a breadcrumb from a loaf of bread. She's a breadcrumb. Breadcrumb from a loaf of bread.
Mr. Ray, it hurt my feeling to see her. Okay, I don't have nothing against Sam Riddle and his radio talk show at 9:10 a.m. But why you cannot be Rashida with Mr. Ray Hanania? He is
Palestinian.
American.
Why would she do anything?
Why not?
Yeah, why would she do anything with Palestinians? Because you know what? There's a rivalry. You know, they don't want to do because they're jealous. You know, they don't want to do things with other Palestinians. They do more to hurt their own community than they do to help it. So, you know, she's a waste of time. Honestly, she's a one-term congresswoman. She's going to lose if that woman...
And believe me,
woman,
Mr. Ray Hanania, I don't think she will win the second term. She won the first term. That was just because the African-American vote was split between two, three candidates. And I believe she came to the District 13 by coincidence. But, you know,
by luck.
I wish her good luck.
Pure luck.
Ray, we come to talk about King David. I'm sorry. I mean, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He tried to be King David, but I don't think
I
so. There is a big difference.
I don't think so either.
Right. We always, when we talk about Israeli or Jews, you know, Ray, I do agree with you. We are not against Jewish as a people, as a state. We are against the policy of Israel,
of the government.
Especially the government of Benjamin Netanyahu. And you know, Ray, that remind me about the firing of American security advisor John Bolton. Don't you think John Bolton was a buddy-buddy with Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yeah, see, that's why I think, my column this week at the Arab News, I wrote about how I thought there was a little opportunity here. Because, you know, Trump really kind of slapped Israel in the face. I know John Bolton. I debated him on radio a number of years ago, and he was so upset he hung up during the radio show. Because I contradicted all his lies. I challenge. He's a crazy person, and he's so pro-Israeli, he's blind. Now, Trump is surrounded by pro-Israeli people because the Palestinians haven't done anything to try to surround themselves around Trump. All they've done is follow the failed leadership of Rashida Tlaib and some of these activists who are selfish and do nothing for the Palestinian community except help themselves.
Mr. Ray, I'll ask you a question. Do you think the firing of John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, was because of Afghanistan and Taliban talk? You remember President Donald Trump? He canceled the meeting with Taliban.
Yeah. Well, listen, we should personally, my personal opinion, we shouldn't be negotiating with the Taliban. We should be there bombing the hell out of them and getting rid of them. We went to war. The Taliban was more of a threat than anybody, and we never took it serious. and now we're going to talk with these people? They're no different than the terrorists that they harbored, Al-Qaeda and all. ISIS.
Mr. Ray,
is a threat.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Ray, excuse me if I interrupt you. Don't you think Taliban are the same people who they will
yes.
be trained by United States, and they used to call them Mujahideen against
yes,
the Soviet
did.
Union army
yes.
was in Afghanistan.
They don't want to remind
you remember?
You.
So, exactly.
They don't want to remind
like you.
Said, they gave money to Osama bin Laden, the United States. We gave them money to organize the jihad against the Soviet Union, you know, in Afghanistan. And once they beat them, then they turned it around on us. They're embarrassed because the Bush administration, and even before that, they funded that growth in Afghanistan.
You remember
the Taliban.
Mr. Ray Hanania, Colonel Oliver North, and the Contras.
Yep, I do remember him. He's
with the President Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
You remember,
yep.
That was a shame
was
on American foreign policy.
Yes, it was.
They were selling weapon to help the people in, what they call
yep.
that country, South America. So they were helping them and selling the weapon. And Oliver, Colonel Oliver North, he blew the whistle.
Yep.
And that
Listen,
was
Jerry,
the
you
got to
give me a final thought. Jerry, you got to give me a final thought because it's a break
well,
time.
I say to you,
Ray, 8:30.
I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and God bless you, Ray.
Oh, absolutely. We love talking with you, Jerry. You're one. If every Arab were like you, we wouldn't be so far behind. We'd be winners. You know why? Because you're not afraid to express yourself.
You're not afraid to stand up. Thank
and
you.
Speak on behalf of the Arab.
Right. The last thought. What do you think about the Democratic presidential debate last night? What do you think about it? Just in a couple of seconds.
More blah, blah, blah. They're all going to lose.
Thank you.
None of them, there's no charismatic leader that's going to beat Trump. I just don't see it. Elizabeth Warren, nah. The one guy I like is that Pete Buttigieg. I can't pronounce his name. I like him because I think his foreign policy is fair. But I still, when I look at all of them, you know, Bernie Sanders,
me.
I like him too, but he's going to have a tough time.
Are you, Mr. Wright, talking, refer to the mayor of a certain place in Indiana?
Yes.
And I do believe,
yes.
With my respect to the gays and lesbians, I believe he's a gay. He's the
yes,
first
he is. That's going to hurt
presidential.
Him. That'll
yes.
hurt him.
Yes, I don't have nothing against
yeah.
that, right? That's
no,
right.
I know. I get it.
But
all
thank
right,
you, Mr. Wright,
thank you.
And
you
God bless
you. Have
you.
A good You have a, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Birth of your kid on Friday the 13th. That's a big day. We'll talk to you later. All right. You're listening to the Arab Street Radio. I'm Ray Hanania, your host. Our number, 248-3300. Anybody want to argue with me about Rashida Tlaib's failure to be a leader? Go ahead. Call in, 248-557-3300. I don't mind doing it because I compare it to a breadcrumb. A breadcrumb is part of the loaf of bread. It's still a part of the loaf of bread. She's Palestinian, and I'm so happy that she's Palestinian and that there's a Palestinian in Congress. Actually, two Palestinians in Congress, both of them doing nothing. Justin Amash is another Palestinian. What does he do? He's doing absolutely nothing. And Rashida Tlaib, what is she doing? She's playing, catering to the extremists and the fanatic activists for celebrity. She wants to pump herself up. She's enjoying her personality cult, but she's strategic. I know her. She's not acting smart. She could be so much better. She has this great opportunity, and she's going to blow it. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back here at WNZK AM 690 Radio, where you can call at 248-557-3300. We'll be right back right after these messages. And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio. We switch back to our systems there, and I'm Ray Hanania at AM 690 WNZK. We're on live. Our number is 248-557-3300. You give us a buzz. We want to take your calls and talk about different issues. I want to go back to Faisal Abbas's column. He made his probably the most salient point he makes in the column is that a point he's made repeatedly. Palestinians should play ball. Yes, they are unlikely to get all they
want to bargain for, but they will not come back empty-handed either. And even if they do, they do not necessarily have to accept the terms. So go there. It's like two baseball teams, and one of the baseball teams says, I don't want to play because, you know, the other team always beats us, and we never get what we want. And if we don't get what we want, we're not going to play baseball, blah, 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 whine, whine, whine. You know, maybe I'm a little tough on the Palestinians, but you know what? We need to wake up. It's been 70 freaking years. And don't you think that it's been long enough for this crappy leadership that we have to put up with them and their really stupid lack strategies? I'm upset. And the activists are the worst. Some of these activists here in the United States are just terrible. You know, they take a powerful movement like BDS and they distort it and twist it around. BDS should be more effective and focused. They should be targeting. But because there's no real leadership, it kind of just wanders around. And it goes from being, you know, legitimately critical of Israel's racist apartheid settlements to being anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. It's terrible. It's just horrible. Anyway, give us a buzz at 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. You can tell us what you think about all of these issues. The other issue, you know, Netanyahu wants to annex the Jordan Valley. You think that's a good idea? I don't think so. I don't think that that's something that we should be, that, you know, we should allow him to do. But what are we going to do to stop it, right? What are we going to do to stop Netanyahu from doing that? Nothing. There's nothing. I'm telling you, there's nothing that they're going to do to stop it, because that's just the way it is. It's really kind of sad if you ask me. I don't know. 248-557-3300. I don't mind talking about myself. The podcast gets a lot of listens. We'll podcast this, and we'll get it out, and people will hear it, and the word will get out. Last night, I did a fun comedy show discussion about Arabs in America at the Orland Park Library. Tuesday, I'm going to be at the, if you happen to be in the Chicago area, at the Palis Heights Library, where I'll do a talk about the sadness and the happiness of being an Arab in America, because it's a mixed bag. It's terrible. We got horrible leaders that drag us down the tubes. We get organizations that focus on the wrong thing. We get some great organizations, like I said before, AAI, ADC, you know, a couple of them, the AHRC with Ahmad Hamad, does a great job. And then we got these terrible people that say they're our leaders, like Rashida Tlaib. The only success Rashida Tlaib has is the fact that she's Palestinian and she wears a Palestinian dress. And yeah, I like to see that, but is that going to bring us anything? No, it's not. She needs to stand up and be. I like Ilhan Omar, although she has problems. I don't know. There's a lifestyle there that's going on that's really weird. You know, when you read about what's happening in her life, you know, her alleged affair with her, you know, senior staff person. I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't want to judge people, but it, for someone who's in Congress, who's an elected official, it becomes a distraction. Now, everybody goes through that. I've been through it. Other people have been through it. You know, nothing ever works out perfectly, but how can you be an effective Congress spokesperson when you have all that stuff circling around you? It's been going on for a while. Betty McCollum in Minnesota is a phenomenal congresswoman. I wish that Rashida Tlaib would shut up and look at Betty McCollum for experienced leadership and follow her lead and follow what Betty McCollum thinks should be done. Because Betty McCollum in Minnesota, you got to look her up. She's introduced some great legislation. Not all of it's gone through, but I'll tell you what, she's a powerful voice for the Palestinian cause and for the Arab cause. And remember, we were talking earlier, this isn't a Muslim cause. We shouldn't be talking about being Muslim. We shouldn't be talking about being Christian. You should never see the word Muslim in association with Palestine or Christian. We should be talking about Arab. we should be Arab. And as Arabs, we're much more powerful Muslims and much more powerful Christians. And we would work with more people. That Arab identity, if done right, can be very effective and very strong. But we resort to our religion because, you know, it's emotion and we're a failure. We have failed leadership. So they turn to religion as a cover. People don't want to talk or criticize religious, you know, actions or events, you know, that fail because it's religion. And they'll stand up with it. And if the religion feeds emotion, and emotion is the biggest commodity in the Arab community. We're an emotional people. We get upset really easy. We hear something we don't like. We don't think about it. We just react to it. We shoot the hip, do terrible things, horrible, ineffective. And we need to change that. 248-557-3300 is the number. I have two podcasts, by the way. I don't mind talking about them. I have one podcast, which includes this radio show, that's called the Arab Street Radio Podcast. And that's broadcast on Spotify and iTunes and all of those. And then I also have another podcast. If you're interested in just mainstream politics, if you're sick of the Middle East, because in the Middle East is like a disease. It's nauseating. You know, the failures of our leadership make it nauseating. It shouldn't be nauseating because the Middle East is a beautiful place. All that great food, all that great culture. All the language is phenomenal. But, you know, if you want to get away from that, you can look up my podcast, Ray Hanania on Politics, which is also on iTunes and Spotify. Now, it's unusual. The people at iTunes said, hey, we like the fact that you have two podcasts and you separated them. One is about the Middle East. One is about American politics. It makes it easier for listeners. Not everybody likes both. You like both, you can listen to both. If you don't like both, you just kind of connect with one and you listen to the Middle East discussion. This one that we're having here at WNZK AM 690. Sitting here, really, and you know, I'm going to give another plug to Leila Al Husseini, because I tell you what, when it comes to journalism, she's at the top of the field. She's doing stuff. You may not agree with her. You may have different, and there are people in our community. Is there ever an Arab that's not jealous of somebody else, another Arab? It's like a character of our culture. It's really sad. It's really depressing. But Leila Al Husseini does such a great job putting together a radio network that no one else has ever done before in this country. And she struggles and fights because the community doesn't appreciate it. They should appreciate her more. They should appreciate the work that she does more. This is important to do this. And if we don't do it, shame on us for not doing it and not recognizing what she does. And if you're one of the business people out there, you should be supporting that radio show. You want to help the Arab community? You want to do some good? You know, then go ahead, support Leila Husseini's radio program. She has some great advertisers, and you should support all of them that are on there. And we're, speaking of advertisers, we're going to take our last break here at WNZK AM 690, the Arab Street Radio. I'm Ray Hanania, September 13th. But we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back right after these messages. And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio. I'm Ray Hanania, your host. Our number, 248-557-3300. Give us a call. We're talking about a lot of different things. Trying to wake you up is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to wake you guys up. We got a big community, 4.5 million people. And, you know, it tells you how ineffective we are that we have 4.5 million Arabs in the United States and the government only recognizes 1.8 of us. That means, what? Let me do the math. That's 2.7 million Arabs, right, who are not counted. 2.7 million Arabs who have just been erased because the census refuses to recognize us. They say there's only 1.8 million Arabs, and yet we're like the biggest threat to the United States. The way they write about us in the paper, they make it sound like we're the biggest problem the United States has. The United States has a lot of problems. And listen, if anybody wants to criticize me for criticizing the United States, take a back seat to the fact that I served during the Vietnam War. I defended this country. My brother was a Marine. My father served during World War II in the U.S. Fifth Army, and my uncle Moses served in the Atlantic on a battleship after December 7th, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Yeah, so I don't need any lectures from anybody. A lot of Arabs, we deserve respect. All the Arabs, a lot of Arabs served in the military, and they don't get any respect. And the U.S. Census says there's only 1.8 million Arabs out of a reality of 4.5 million. They just don't want to recognize. There's probably even more by now, but they don't want us to know what our true power is because they don't want us to get our power. And we just sit back and do nothing about it, right? We just, you know, get unhappy. We get angry. We fight. We don't work together. We do nothing. So you know what? If there are only 1.8 million Arabs in this country out of 4.5 and 2.7 million are being thrown away, it's because you're not doing anything. You're not picking up the phone. 248-557-3300. You're contributing. I know you probably don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. If you don't stand up and fight for your rights, nobody else will. They'll fight with you when you fight. When you fight to defend yourselves, other people stand up with you and defend you and fight for you and defend your rights. This over September 11th, this is the 18th anniversary, and I wrote a column over at the Arab News that I thought was kind of interesting. This the column was about September 11th, and the Middle Eastern people, or the people who looked Middle Eastern, who were killed by haters in the United States. I call them the forgotten victims of 9/11. They're the forgotten. 3,000 Americans killed. I think it was 2,977 is the exact number, right? 2,977 killed in the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, or in the field in Pennsylvania, and where the and on the four hijacked airplanes, they died. But you want to know something else? There were dozens of Arabs and people who looked Middle Eastern who were killed in the years after September 11th. Because of September 11th, days after September 11th, some angry, crazy Americans went out and they killed this one guy. He was a Sikh. He wasn't even Arab. He wasn't even Muslim. They killed him because the guy, the American, so uneducated. He doesn't know anything about the Arabs except what he sees in the biased, racist American news media, figured that he must be an Arab because he wore a turban on his head, a Sikh, and they killed him. And why doesn't his family get benefits from 9/11? The multi $3 billion they set aside for the victims of September 11th, and none of that money goes to any of the victims who were murdered because they were Arab or they looked Middle Eastern. Now remember, this look. Just in the months after September 11th, seven people were killed. Two of them were Arabs. The rest of them were dark, olive-skinned, and they looked Middle Eastern. And these people wanted to take it out. And they said, some of them, they were caught. Not all of the perpetrators were caught. Not all the suspects were caught. They said they killed these people because they were angry over September 11th. Jerry, let's bring Jerry back on and say hello. Jerry, you're a one-man community. How are you, Jerry?
Thank you, Mr. Ray. Thank you for taking my call again. I'm sorry to bother you. Mr. Ray Hanania, a few days ago, we have a priest by the name Hanna Sulaka. John Sulaka. And you know, Ray, this priest, he was so wonderful, helped all the poor people. He even collect food, rice, flour, bread, oil cooking, everything, and deliver it to the poor people to their house. You know, Mike, like he was,
religious people should be doing. They shouldn't be involved in politics. They should be helping the poor. That man is a great man.
You know, Mr. Rehanani, you remember there is some program they called Focus Hope, and by Father Cunningham in Detroit, we were the one who opened a soup kitchen for the poor people in Detroit. Yep. Until today, right, they go to every senior citizen complex, taking up boxes of food every month and donate it to the senior citizen who they need ration. Father Jan, he was another Father Casey. And the reason I call you, Ray, about Miss Leila Al-Husseini, whatever you said about her, she deserved the title. Yes. You know, she did a special program 2 days ago, an honor for Father Hanna Sulaka. She honored him. Even Miss Leila, she's a Muslim. She have a radio talk show, but she dedicated her show, and I participate in her show to stand and to give farewell for Father Hanna Sulaka, Jan Sulaka. And you know, this guy in Dearborn, the old imam, old sheikh, they love him because he was not as a Christian Lutheran priest, but he loved everybody, Jewish, Muslim, Buddha, Manda'i, Sabi'i. He was the connection between all those spiritual leaders. And you know, in the cemetery, right, sheikh and imam from Dearborn, they came attend the mass in the church and to the cemetery, along side by side with the Archbishop of the Chaldean, Abraham and Francis Kalabat, and Sheikh from Dearborn, Jama' Imam Abdul Latif Birri, and Ghalib El Yasseri. All of them, they were over there before the Christian. They were there. They, why? Because he was a man of love and peace. He was the Robin Hood.
That's a great tribute that you gave to him, Jerry.
I just want to give you this to tribute to him, and to thanks Miss Leila Al-Husseini, how wonderful she is. She indeed, the Arab voice of Detroit by Miss Leila Al-Husseini, the founder, is wonderful. And thanks, you, Mr. Ray, doing a lot for the community. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Father Hanna Sulaka.
And thank you
to Michael.
Father Hanna Sulaka got a great... Thank you, Jerry. Father Hanna Sulaka got a great tribute on radio, and he deserved it. That was nice of Jerry to call back, not for himself, but to promote this Arab priest, Middle Eastern priest, who was helping the Arab community, the Muslim community, the Christian community. Great people. Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, you go to my website, okay, at hananiya.com, Hananiia. You go there and you can get all of the information. I mean, it's easy to go there, and it'll come up as the dailyhookah.com. I like that name, the dailyhookah.com. I thought it was pretty cool. Even though hookahs are, you know, they're okay. They're not like vaping. Vaping is terrible. But the dailyhookah.com, hananiya.com. You go there, you can read my American columns on politics, and you can read my columns on the Middle East. My column on the forgotten victims of September 11th is there. They should be remembered too, and you need to remember them. Palestine's Christians are in desperate need of help. That column is there. You can get information on all my public speeches. I travel all over the place trying to motivate Arab Americans to do a better job, to not be lazy, to not surrender to emotion, to control their emotions, and refocus into strategic thinking. I want to thank Mike for helping us out here, and of course, Leila Al-Husseini for doing all the heavy lifting, for putting this radio show on the air. Leila, here's a salute to you. You're a good person, great journalist. I'm Ray Hanania. Remember, go to my website at hanania.com. I'm here on the second Friday of every month. I'll see you in October. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. We've had a discussion of all the issues facing Arabs in America and the Middle East, from Israel to Palestine, Syria, and more. Visit www.hanania.com to get more information on all of my podcasts and on my award-winning opinion columns.